somebody like Paul Ryan accuses you basically of being a liar, that's a pretty serious allegation.
Well, it is a serious allegation. We take the entire question seriously from the start. As I said when I began, the improper criteria used to highlight organizations for investigation just by their name was a mistake. I apologize to anybody who had their applications held up needlessly. Everybody needs to be confident that the IRS is going to treat them fairly, no matter who they are, Republicans, Democrats, whatever organization they belong to.
Shouldn't someone be blamed for this antiquated, awful system that allowed official records to simply disappear?
Well, I think the IG is investigating all of the issues about the hard drive crash. My approach when I parachute into these things is to try to fix the problems rather than try to figure out how to blame. And some time ago, I asked for us to review exactly how the email system runs and whether we couldn't convert to a more searchable, more retainable email system. I've also said we need to respond to the concerns of the archivist, who came out with a very interesting suggestion recently that for agencies struggling moving forward into an electronic system, they should take the senior people and make sure all of those records and emails are preserved. I should emphasize that all emails are not official records. So if an email is lost, it doesn't mean we've lost an official record.
Why shouldn't taxpayers use the crashed hard drive excuse when undergoing an IRS audit?
A number of them already have done that, and the question has been, is there a dual standard? And as I've said, the IRS has 24,000 Lois Lerner emails from this period. We historically, if a taxpayer has lost electronic records, have said, if you have other indications and evidence of what went on, we'll take that from you. If you lose a document, it doesn't mean you lose the argument. We actually work with taxpayers to say, we'll look at other evidence, like the 24,000 emails, and if we can find any evidence to support your case, and in fact, if the circumstances support your case, we'll support you and you won't have any problem.